believe it's time now to take a look at the jury system, the way we have it. Pat Brown said the other night on the program, 12 people are put into a position where maybe they're starstruck because of cameras in the courtroom or just the fact that they're asked to analyze scientific evidence in a few short days or a few short weeks and make a determination as far as the future of a case, whether there's a conviction or not, and the fact that whether or not these high-profile cases should be publicized in the media at all. I understand that there's a public craving for this information. I understand that the public want to see these trials and follow these trials. Look at Anthony Case. Look at O.J. Look at Robert Blake. Look at Michael Jackson. Look. Drew Peterson will be the next one. You name it. That's just the way things go. But is it right? Is it doing the justice system what it should be doing? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Are victims suffering because of it? Are accused criminals getting off because of it? Or do we have starstruck jurists now that will spend more time getting media packages and offers to talk about the case than we do than a someone on a jury who's there to be in public service? I'm not sure, but it's certainly something to look at. Justice wasn't served in the Anthony case. Will we ever know what really happened? Well, there are two people who know. One is the child's mother and one is the child. One of them can't speak anymore, but certainly those of us who care can speak for her. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.